birds chirping.
Yeah, that's me. I'm outside drinking beers. And
wow. Did you rig up?
It's a beautiful day out here. Yeah, rigged up, you know, outside watching the birds. It's like 80 degrees.
Same out here. We touched Mandy yesterday.
Not the same here.
Anything you want to ask about before we get going?
You're the host. I'm ready for to be bombarded with questions.
LFG bombardesh. Well, then let's do it, man. Let's just get going with it. Welcome to Shut Up Stein. To the listeners out there, I apologize for the not as clean sound that we've got going on today. I'm coming to you from a room full of boxes.
Nobody cares.
I'm just trying to explain the audio situation, and my microphone's packed up, the bell is packed up, so it's gonna be it's gonna be a little bit less high quality than we're normally used to doing, but we have an above average quality guest today, so I think that should level it out.
I agree.
Well, anyway, I'm Stein, and I'm joined by Toast. You know what's funny, Toast? I was thinking about our last episode. It's funny the way that we say, like, hey, we should get, like, someone to come on the episode. We should get Jimmy Cole to come on the episode. And then, like, it just fucking happens. Like, people want to be on this show. How fucking weird is that, man?
I don't know if it's that. They might just be bored.
Nah, I think people want to be on the show. I think we might make a pretty good team. I don't know.
I wouldn't go that far.
Sure. Well, anyway, I didn't want to bury the lead there. Our guest this week is Jimmy Cole, coming all the way from upstate New York. Jimmy, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
I'm fine. My whole life's packed up, but, you know, I'll move next week, so I'm good, you know.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm just moving. I'm a homeowner. Did you not see that I posted on Facebook that I mowed my lawn and everything? It's been great.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to adulthood. Welcome to manhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, barely. Man is a stretch.
Maybe you know, you get lucky, lose your virginity this year too. Sure. Year for you.
Sure, virginity. Sure. I've fucked more girls than you've met.
Wow. Hey, remember the poop hole loophole? You could still,
That's true. That's very true. And to be fair, most of the fucking is them pegging me, so I mean, yeah, what does that count as, like?
Really quick.
Counts as, like, a half a belt notch? I don't know.
Getting really dark really quick.
It's a great way to start the show. I couldn't think of a better way to start it. Why don't we do the thing where we have our guests kind of introduce themselves? Jimmy, I know your name from Palisades. That's the first place I heard you. Where did you get your whiffs start, and how did you transition into the world of professional whiffs?
Kind of just played growing up, then went to college. I ran a league, AWAA, before I went to college, and then just sort of fizzled out when it went away. Then I got bored when I graduated as an adult, found a local league. You probably heard of it, the Whiffle Ball. So played over there with those guys, a bunch of great guys. Played an NWLA tournament with them. Ended up winning the MVP somehow in that tournament, and now I just play everywhere. So.
Yeah, I was thinking about your resume, and I don't think there's many whifflers out there who have played in more leagues and tournament circuits. I mean, like, you know, you've been all over the place, from Fast Plastic to Palisades to Golden Stick, and, you know, you had your own league, you've done NWLA. I'm sure I'm forgetting at least one or two, but it's pretty impressive to watch your not just the amount that you're playing, but also the different leagues and people that you've played with. I would say that makes you a pretty good connection.
I know lots of men.
Love that.
So, with this idea of connections, I mean, we've only met in person briefly once in 2018 in Texas. The first thing I want to ask about is, as it relates to Texas and Fast Plastic, I know this is a few months old, but I never really got to hear the position of the meets on what happened with Fast Plastic in 2019. So do you want to take some time to share your position on that matter?
We had all intentions of going to Fast Plastic, first of all. We had our flights booked, we had our hotel, we had our team and everything. So we were ready to go. As the tournament was approaching, you know, just things didn't feel right about it. We were going in there just for the money, but just not being up front players, you know, it's not good look. We just want to know what we're playing for. But yeah, it's for honor, obviously. I play everywhere else. But I want a reason to go there besides the competition, which is the best in fast pitch. But our guys just didn't feel comfortable going. We didn't really feel a need to go. We hosted our little tournament up here, had a good time. Missed all the guys down there, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Just our team decision.
Remind me, that team was you, Bush, Kayvon, and who else?
Tommy Loftus.
That's the name I couldn't think of. Yeah. So, I mean, that would have been a really formidable team. And you would have played us game one, which it would have been a really fun game. Wish you had been down there. The story that populated in Texas is that, you know, the Meats didn't show up because, you know, they were in it for the money and the money wasn't there. And so that's why they pulled out. I'm hearing a slightly different story from you. It sounds a little bit more like it was about pride and them not being up front. Am I tracking that right?
That's 100% right. I mean, honestly, the name The Meats, we got that name from our 2018 team in Fast Plastic. Mm-hmm. We always go to the Heart 8, got some nice meats there, nice meat platter. and we're like, why are we freaky franchise when we could just be The Meats? So that was the main reason we went to Texas, was for The Meats. So
That's fair. I mean, I can absolutely understand the idea of speaking up to the dudes in power because they're not being transparent. I mean, anyone who knows anything about my backstory knows that that's why I left Golden Stick, because the ownership there was not being truthful with the people playing in the league. That said, I think if I had signed up for a tournament, I couldn't see myself backing out, but, you know, it's in the past. I just kind of wanted to, that kind of had to be the first question now that you're on the show. So now that we got that out of the way, care to talk any shit on it related to that or related to otherwise before we get into some of the tough questions?
I'm not really a shit talker, but I'm sure you'll drag some out of me as the night goes on.
It could happen.
No, I don't really. In the past, it is what it is. But looking forward to what's coming on this year.
Sure, Toast wasn't a shit talker until he met me, and now he's out of fucking control.
I have a question for you, Jimmy. Can you give me kind of an update or a rundown on your tournament in Chicago? Mm.
Yeah, let's get into that.
So the style we're going to be doing out there is kind of, I never played in the Ultimate Whistler, but it seems like it's going to be sort of like that, team-based. So teams of five, up to five, 3-5. You're going to have two styles. You're going to have medium pitch and you're going to have fast pitch. So medium pitch, you do the, what is it, 42, 45 feet. Mm-hmm. I forget what it is. Yellow bats, whatever ball you want. So if we don't discriminate, and then golden stick speed, pretty much. Golden stick rules more or less. Mm-hmm. For that. And then the same for fast pitch. We're going to do normal 4-3 count, whatever ball you want. And we're only allowing plastic bats there, just because we're trying to get a bunch of Midwest guys that have never really played with these $200 moonshot bats. We're trying to keep it a
okay
ground for
no, so no carbon fiber.
But no, we're just doing plastic on plastic.
Okay, but Nerfs and Locos are okay.
Yeah, more than welcome to do that.
Okay, but no moonshots, no big flies. Sorry, Babs. Shouts to Babs.
Yeah. If this is successful, we have no problem doing that as we go down the road, but we just want to keep this plastic on plastic for the time being, just so there's no real barrier for entry.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. You've got a medium pitch and a fast pitch event. Are they running concurrently, or is it one and then the other?
So it's the same event. So how this is going to work is each team will have four round-robin games,
okay,
two in each format, and then as the playoffs go, it'll be kind of Golden Stick style with the format. So there'll be a player's bracket for teams that don't make whatever the cut is for mm-hmm. the top eight, top 16. And then the top 16, the higher, so for each of those, the higher seed, each one of those brackets gets to pick the format.
Okay, so seed determines if you're going to play medium or fast, and that goes all the way through the finals?
Correct.
Wow, that is very creative.
I like it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Golden Stick did in 2011, and there's a lot of people who didn't like it. I fucking loved it. I thought that was such a good idea. You get the guys whose arms are dead, you get them to be like, nope, we're doing medium pitch. So that's a really interesting take on that style, and to do it with teams is very innovative.
Yeah, we're hoping. I mean, you could bring a team that just mashes. You can't really pitch. You just mm-hmm. roll medium pitch all day and hope you just mash more than the other team.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I love
it. Is the tournament still on?
Yeah, as we're getting hotel rates. We got pretty good rates from the facility that's hosting it. It's a suite facility. We're hoping this is a yearly thing out there. As of now, we're still a go.
What is the date for that?
I believe it is August 7th through 9th.
Wow, hot.
Let me double check. Yes, I believe that's hot. What it is, August 7th through 9th.
Well, you know what? I may have to get a group of guys together and get down there myself just to have some fun.
Do it. Slap around some meats.
LFG meets. Well, now let me ask you this, Jimmy, and I wanted to prep you for this earlier on. You've played in so many different leagues and tournaments, and it's, you know, it's to your credit. So I don't know who you're partnering with in Chicago, but in terms of attendance, can you give us a preview on what's to be expected? Is this going to be like a group of guys who know each other, or are we really going to see large portions of guys from all different walks of whips coming together and playing for the first time?
So I think this is going to be kind of a three-parter. So I think the main group of guys we're going to get out there is, honestly, I think it's going to be NWLA guys from the Midwest. We have commitments from leagues in Indiana and Minnesota and Missouri.
Wow. So, that's awesome.
A bunch of guys that really haven't seen a lot of football environment, which is probably the majority. Mm-hmm. More than welcome to throw clean if you
sure
want to. But and the second group of guys is going to be the Mid-Atlantic guys. I think a lot of those teams will come out. Even the lower end teams, they'll be have a chance to compete mm-hmm with both styles. And then the third group, I think we're going to get a lot of local teams.
Wow.
We already were in the newspaper once. They were pushing it pretty big out there. I have no idea what the talent level will be there. I really no
wow
idea.
Wow. So crapshoot.
Looks like, yeah. So, but exposing more people to it isn't a bad thing, especially in a city like
sure
that. Yep, that's great.
So it sounds like, to me, when you just described that to me, what it sounds like is there's going to be a lot of pressure on the Mid-Atlantic guys to show up and be the ambassadors for like fast pitch, cut style, wiffle ball. I don't know if we're, like, you know, I don't know if we're going to see Matty Griffins and Kevin Norris's and Sean Steffi's at an event like this. And so your MAW guys are going to serve as the ambassadors, because we've talked about on this show just how fucking important it is to reach out to these Midwest guys so that we can get interleague situations building. And you know, we're trying to make that happen. And I think this is like stop number one. I don't know. Are you seeing a good meshing of those two wiffle ball paradigms coming together?
No, yeah, I definitely do. I mean, we're all playing for the same reason. It's just, I don't think the style is really going to matter too much. If you can throw the ball hard, mm-hmm, you'll be effective. It doesn't take long to throw a strike with a cup ball. We had, for the Freaky franchise 2 years in Fast Plastic, we had Tyler Flackney, and I don't think he gave up a single hit,
mm-hmm,
in the 2 years he went there. He's a little wild, but,
yeah.
I mean, he loved it. I mean, he loved to have a league locally that did that, but it's just not what guys are used to.
Sure.
So
sure.
I think that higher-end talent will enjoy the Rays competition.
Who is the biggest name in WIFs that has committed to this event?
I don't actually know the commitments right now, but the biggest name in WIFs? I mean, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, I know. That's all I got in the arsenal.
I know Jumpman will be there, so he's number one right now.
Okay. I like that. I think that maybe we should toast you and I, do a little bit of work in terms of making sure that we get some Golden Stick type guys to attend this event too. That would be big if at least one team of those guys going.
Well, you know, I'd love to be there, but I can't. So
guys, damage goods.
I love the idea of it, man. I've always wanted to play in a tournament like that. It mm-hmm seems like it's going to be like a pretty sick format.
It sounds great. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. Obviously, when you're running a big tournament like that, the number one concern is teams. From what you're telling me, it doesn't sound like the number of teams is going to be a concern. It sounds like you're going to have a cut to 16 situation, so that's always a good sign.
Yeah, we're hoping to. I think first year, if we get 20, we'll be happy.
Yeah, it's a great number.
I think 20 is very obtainable. But yeah. I mean, we're hoping it's successful and we can just grow it from there.
Yeah, and you're talking about 5 games guaranteed, right? Four pool play games,
exactly.
And then so you got 5 games guaranteed. That's a very golden stick style of attracting people. Hey, you're gonna play lots of games, and I think that that'll be good for attracting the local teams, like you said, as well as hopefully attracting some of the dudes from the coastal lines, because at least, you know, they know that they're gonna play more than 3 games. I wish you really good luck in organizing this.
They sell beer right on the field. They sell beer and food right there. So.
Oh, that's great. That's a huge pull right there.
Great pull. Yeah.
Do y'all have any flyers or anything like that? How are you going about marketing this event?
We really haven't yet. I mean, it's been just with this going on, we can't really push it too much because we don't really know.
Mm.
But I know the facility out there is pushing it, but they can't have anyone at the facility to really push it to. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully we talked about this last week with Devin and Red, because Devin wanted to do the East Coast Whip things, and unfortunately, the pandemic situation basically shut that down. So we're hoping that that doesn't happen with this, because this is the closest thing that I've heard to like a players tournament, like a grassroots tournament, since like the old Wiffle Up days. And, you know, it's something that the game is in desperate need of. And I know that there's some behind-the-scenes stuff going on that just isn't ready to pop yet, but this could be a really good stepping stone. So we're hoping that it happens, man. I wish you luck in the organization of it. Let's move on. Let's talk a little bit about the nature of WIFs. You know, it's something we haven't really talked about on this show in quite some time. We've been talking a lot about specific events. Sounds like you grew up in a WIF environment that was, you know, you did your own thing and then you moved on to Palisades. What's your preferred, because I know that you're a fast pitch guy like myself, what's your preferred format of play? Do you like scuffed or unscuffed? Is there any in all the types of things that you've played, is there any that you prefer?
I don't really know if I have one specific style I like. I mean, I don't throw that hard, so fast pitch, I'm usually at a disadvantage, but I really don't have a good answer for that. Like, my favorite tournament is probably the Slam Type 1 Diabetes one, and that's like 35 mile an hour speed limit, 9 players on the field, and yellow bats.
Wow, that's old school.
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolute blast. It's pure chaos whenever the ball's put in play, because they're 3 feet away from the next person fielding.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that sounds cramped.
I think the best competitive tournaments are actually medium pitch ones, just because the talent's more spread out. You can only be so good at medium pitch, but you could have a guy throwing 105 with a whiffle fast pitch.
Yeah, and blow everyone away, yeah.
Yeah, so, but, yeah.
It's definitely an interesting take.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a child of fast pitch, and I'll tell you something that's been making me lose some sleep recently. I worry that this pandemic thing is not only going to make us lose a large portion, if not the entirety of the season, but that it's going to really shake the fast pitch wiffle program, which is already, you know, just hanging on by a thread in the form of MAW. And, you know, we're looking for something to bring it together. So, you know, again, I'm hoping that the Chicago event brings it forward. But if you could put together an ideal situation with really any WIF guys that you wanted to, where, like, your ideal WIFA ball event, how do you see that taking place? Is it fast pitch? Is it medium pitch? Where in the country are you doing it? And what would the rules be, just in your perfect world?
So honestly, my ideal event is probably a charity tournament. Just because, you know, everyone's there for the right reasons. You're not going to just have any arguments on the field just because you're going to lose 10 grand in the finals. So I really like how Travis Roy and Slam Type 1 Diabetes does it. Format-wise, I'd probably do either... I mean, I don't really care. As long as... I'd probably prefer no base running, just so it's more laid back. Honestly, I'd probably do a yard style event, throw extra fielders out there.
Yeah, charity and WIFs really do go together quite well. Is there a charity
partner?
What
I would probably like to do would be what we've been doing for our AWAA events has been doing medium pitch and big bats, and honestly, it's an absolute blast.
Wow.
We could just get 100-foot fences, yard, 90-degree fields, get 5-6 people in the field, have a big charity event, do cup ball, big bat. That would be an absolute blast.
Wow. No. A lot of hitting.
Yeah, why not? And a lot of fielding. Fielding is a fun thing in the to do. Fast pitch, it's non-existent. Medium pitch, it's fun.
Yeah, I agree. I've said for a while now, from a marketing perspective, we really need to be going after college-age kids, and you really also need to be partnering with charities and getting local sponsorships. Does the event in Chicago, do y'all have a charity partner for it or no?
So, we know our events are kind of close to some Whistling for Wishes dates. So, if you register early, we're donating part of your fee towards Whistling for Wishes. So.
That's
which
awesome.
Is for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that we're going to need to see from the community moving forward, especially if we're trying to do a grassroots thing here, we're going to need to see some partnering with local charities as well as local sponsors. And, you know, I've said this before on the Wiffle Ball Parliament episode, you really need a team of people dedicated to calling charities and to calling local people and trying to make deals. And that's, you know, that's a payroll issue for another day, but it sounds like things are going really well, and that people are which is to say that things are in the hands of the right people.
Yeah, so, I'm lucky enough to work with the Cooks for the Chicago tournament. So
are they working on that?
Yeah,
man, they're everywhere.
I mean, yeah, they're pretty much the main drivers behind this. After the facility reached out to me, I'm like, I got to reach out to the Cooks. They can run wild with this. I told them my ideas for the tournament. We modified it a little bit just for the first year, so we didn't go too ambitious. But, I mean, I like where we're all going with it.
Wow.
The Cooks are going crazy.
I mean,
I love it.
The Cooks are they taking over as the new name in Whiffs?
Right in front of your house. It's happening.
Wow.
I mean, they just want the sport to grow. I mean, they're doing a lot. I mean, they're not in an ideal location for where most Whiffs is, but you know, they get, I guess, 16 teams to go out in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing something right.
Yeah.
Good things, really good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing about the Cooks is that they seem to be better at delegation than anybody who I've ever met who had any sort of power in Whiffs. So it doesn't really matter where they live. They can assign responsibilities to people who are occupying certain areas and, you know, leverage the power of, you know, the internet and all that bullshit. We had a social media episode, but leveraging that to their favor rather than trying to micromanage every little thing. So that's good work out of them again.
No, and it's great working with them too. They're not bigger than the next person. So there's no big heads there trying to run this thing the way they want because of whatever reason they have behind it.
Sure. Man, so, okay. Last thing that I wanted to talk about with you all is, well, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit of shit, but we'll see if we get there. Mainly, I want to ask, if the meets had shown up to Fast Plastic, how do you envision your tournament going? You're playing my team game one, and then from there on, who knows? How do you envision that tournament going for you guys?
1-0, at least.
Wow.
We had a pretty good plan going in, but I'm pretty sure it was just going to be me and Bush throwing round robin. We're going to try to save Kayvon for later on, and Tommy was healthy at the time, so we're going to have him throw, and we're going to have just pretty much three guys throwing each game, splitting it up how we did really all year.
Yeah, when you got four arms, you can kind of just protect one person and then let the other three trade off as much as they want, save the other one for Sunday, and that's really all you need to do.
Yep, and really each one of us is a completely different pitcher, so it would have been good to throw each game. We would have probably lost a little bit hitting-wise compared to the years before, but me, Kayvon, and Bush have played all year, so we were all in our stride at the end.
Sure.
So I think we would have been pretty competitive.
Who would you have started against the Crusaders?
I have no idea who the Crusaders are.
That's my team. Piece of shit. This fucking gabagool.
It probably would have been me. I probably would have thrown an inning or two, then Bush would have came in, and then Tommy would have closed.
Wow, okay.
Depending on the score.
There it is. Don't even know you.
Hate to see that. Hate to see that. Historic franchise.
Irrelevant.
Historic franchise.
Irrelevant.
Knocked Billy out this past year. That felt good.
Well, yeah, knocked him out for good.
He knocked us out the year before. We had a rough game that time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and y'all were in the center of that controversy 2 years ago, weren't you?
Yeah, well, we were trying to provide Wiffle Media. We got yelled at for not keeping the books.
Yeah, yeah. So and then it came down to total bases, right? Nobody could properly calculate what was going on.
Oh no, we knew exactly where it was, but people on the other team didn't want to agree with that because we didn't keep books.
That was who was that? That was y'all on the Village Idiots?
Yes.
And I don't know if you've got anything to say about that toast, but it seems like anytime there's some sort of weird controversy, the Village Idiots are involved. I don't know what to make of that.
Pleading with
that. You know, I get mad, but the argument they made was they traveled very far to get there to lose by this. I'm like, we just came from the middle of nowhere, New York, and you're in Georgia.
Yeah, well, personally, I have feelings about losing on total bases in a national tournament. But I've already voiced that opinion. That said, the rules are the rules, and you got to play by the rules. And if you had a problem with them, you should have objected before the tournament started, not during.
Exactly. We right before the last inning, each inning, we were letting each other know the total bases. And
yeah.
I mean, they knew what it was.
Yeah. Well, you know, you hate to see it, but you have to see it sometimes. So. That's
it also would have been easier to keep score there if we were supplied score books, but that's another argument.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, that's an area, a very cheap area in which the ball was dropped by Fast Plastic in a couple of different ways. And, you know, those are small mistakes that you learn. I don't know, man. What do you think about the whole Billy situation? Do you think he's going to come out of hiding eventually, or do you think he's gone forever?
I honestly don't care.
Great answer.
That is a great answer.
I don't.
All right, let's move on then. I think that's all we need. That's great.
You gotta be careful what you say, because Brett called a lot of people out the other day on that Holy Commutes podcast.
He's more than welcome to, but I don't really think I've done anything wrong to anyone just because I said I didn't want to go to a tournament. He'd be mad at me for that, but I've never really wronged anyone.
Well, Jimmy, you're scum.
Scum. You got anything that you want to say on behalf of yourself or anyone else in the face of being called that sort of thing?
I can't say anything negative to Toast. He's just a beautiful man.
No, that didn't come out of my mouth. That's what Brett said.
That is what Brett said.
He said about to who?
About anyone that said anything negative about Billy. I wish you no ill will. I love the Bean Man.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't care. I mean, if that's ill will, then whatever. But I'm not into TMZ Wiffle drama here.
Boom, there it is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, heaven forbid you critique anybody who organizes any sort of event, because, you know, if you've got the stones to do it, you're probably perfect and are not in any way need of improvement at all. And I'm sure you feel that way in working with these Chicago people, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I've hosted tournaments the past 10 years. I mean, we're not a giant national league. I mean, we won NWLA. That's kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. But I get a lot of guys don't care about that either. But
yeah,
it is what it is. I just don't care. I'm happy doing my own thing and going to what I want to go to.
Well, we definitely do miss Palisades. We definitely do miss Fast Plastic. But I think at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is, you know, who's gonna make stuff happen. And right now, Brett's not making stuff happen. And right now, Billy's not making stuff happen. So thank you.
Your own. He updated the cover photo of Fast Plastic the other day.
You know what? And they uploaded a short clip video, but I suspect that might have been Will Marshall doing that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Could be. But, you know, and you know, thank you for everything you've contributed thus far, Brett and Billy, but you're not doing anything for us now, so we have to move on. So I don't know how else to say it, man. It's shitty, but goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, that's cold-hearted, but truthful.
Doors always open.
And I think ECW would have been good, too. I mean,
yeah.
It's really the same core group of guys, and I mean, I was never a full-time player in Palisades to begin with, but Palisades was run well. I'm pretty sure it was fine last year. It's just attendance was an issue, but it is what it is. I mean,
yeah,
Corona's out to get us.
It is what it is. But he said, you know, he said that we owe Billy everything. Billy doesn't owe us anything. You know what I mean? So we got to take that into consideration.
I've heard people say that before, and that anytime you start talking about who owes someone what, that's when you know that the ego is just too inflated, and you just can't go. You can't go any further than that, man. Like, once someone says that, you can't go any further than that. But believe it or not, that's where we're out of time. That was our full show. Unless, Toast, do you have anything else that you wanted to ask Jimmy?
No, I mean, he pretty much nailed it with the tournament. That's all I want to know about.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know the most about. Yeah, for sure.
And also, freaking great job, man. That sounds sick. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, man. Oh, yeah, it sounds fucking sick. I'm gonna, as we get closer, if it gets confirmed, I may have to find a way to get out there depending on my current travel situation. Sounds sick.
Work. I'm gonna try hopefully doing a little 1v1 tournament here soon.
Wow.
Social distancing involved, of course.
Of course.
So hopefully we'll get some high level talent out in the middle of nowhere and get some whiffs streaming for all, yeah.
1v1 tournaments are great, man. I played in my first one in November. It was just so much fun, and we had a mix of guys who were, you know, who played a little bit more seriously, and like some kids were there. It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, I mean, we all just need anything right now.
Yeah, you're telling me, man. I can't wait to get into this new house so I can set up my bullpen. I haven't thrown since Texas.
Okay, we get it signed. You got a new house. We get it. Let's just end the show.
You got a yard with a zone, and my dog can play in it. There we go. God, it only took the whole goddamn show. All right, that's all we got.
Ding. You don't have your bell.
Ding.
Ding. Fucking ding.
I'll do the outro then. Yeah, thank you for coming to the show. It was a great show. I know y'all are happy y'all don't have to listen to Stein talk anymore. So we'll catch you next week with another great episode. Shut up, Stein. Peace.